Facing a judge, a police chief's son is suspected of attacking an elderly Bay Area man. Plus, easing traffic congestion, a new Bay Area transit center opens to help commuters. And a big weekend for music. Outside Lamb's kicking off today, and there are some new rules for fans. Good morning, I'm Ann Makovic, and this is your Pix Now update. Here are some of the top headlines we're following right now. In Stockton today, the 18-year-old son of a Bay Area police chief will appear before a judge. Tyrone McAllister and a 16-year-old boy were arrested Wednesday for violently attacking an elderly Sikh man in Manteca. McAllister is facing counts of attempted robbery, elder abuse, and assault with a deadly weapon. His father is Union City's police chief. The family believes this was a hate crime. Today, the two men being held responsible for the deadly Ghost Ship warehouse fire are facing their second day of sentencing as part of a plea deal. Master Tenant Derek Almena agreed to 9 years in county jail, while Creative Director Max Harris agreed to 6 years. Family members of Almena and Harris are expected to ask the judge for leniency today. The fire started on December 2, 2016, during a party the two threw at the warehouse in Oakland. Fire investigators say the electrical wiring and emergency exits were not up to code. And when a fire started, 36 people were not able to get out of the building and they died inside. Families of some of the victims say the sentence was nothing more than a slap on the wrist, and they're asking the judge to dismiss the plea bargain or change the sentencing.
This sentence is bankrupt.
3 months for Almena and 2 months for Harris, for each of those lives, was way too short.
Both men are getting credit for the time they've already served in jail while waiting for the trial. That means Almena could be released in 3.5 years and Harris just under 2 years. Just into our newsroom, new numbers from CAL FIRE, who say there are now 13 large wildfires burning across California and that more than 13,500 firefighters are working to put those fires out. In total, more than 671,000 acres have burned and more than 3,000 people remain evacuated. In Southern California, the Holy Fire is now marching closer to homes. Flames have forced many to flee the fire area in Orange County. So far, more than 10,000 acres have burned, and the flames are only 5% contained. Meanwhile, the man accused of starting the Holy Fire is set to be arraigned today. 51-year-old Forrest Clark is facing several charges, including felony arson. He's accused of deliberately starting the fire on Monday. Police say his home is one of a few in the neighborhood still standing. Clark could face life in prison if convicted. And up north, the two fires making up the Mendocino complex have grown to the size of Los Angeles. The River and Ranch fires are still threatening thousands of homes, but some of those evacuated have been allowed to return. Overall, that complex is about 50% contained. Today, Bay Area leaders will be in San Francisco to ring in the new Salesforce Transit Center. SkyDrone 5 captured these images yesterday of the transportation hub. The center will connect 11 services from Caltrain to eventually California's high-speed rail. It opens to the public tomorrow. And a big weekend for live music in the Bay Area. Outside Lands kicking off today in Golden Gate Park. KPIX 5 Jackie Ward with more on what you need to know if you're attending.
Outside Lands is officially back for the 11th year in San Francisco in Golden Gate Park. Festival organizers hope that everyone takes advantage of all the food and music that this thing has to offer, but they're also hoping that the people who come here learn a little bit something too, and this year is no different. Female empowerment is a theme people will see throughout the three-day festival, which includes headliners Janet Jackson and Florence and the Machine. Outside Lands organizers say finding female artists to feature as the main attraction was important to them, especially during the Me Too movement. The Weeknd is the third headliner, and other musical acts include Janelle Monáe, Odessa, Future, and Salt and Peppa, just a variety of something for everyone. While this festival is almost equally known for its top-notch food vendors as it is its music, there will also be something for cannabis fans, but it might not be exactly what you think.
The Grasslands area is really dedicated to learning and information about what's going on with cannabis, but there's no actual consumption or sales of cannabis on site here at the festival.
In order to make the security lines run a bit smoother and faster this year, Outside Lands is changing up what is allowed inside the venue and what is not. Here's a list for you. You'll notice an emphasis on clear bags. So regular sized backpacks or larger bags have to be a clear material. Fanny packs, small bags, and empty hydration packs are still okay, but any big non-clear bag or a large hydration pack with more than two pockets will not be allowed in. If you went to Clusterfest in San Francisco earlier this year, it is the same exact bag policy. Security opens up at 11 this morning. The first three musical acts take the various stages at noon today. In Golden Gate Park, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
And we want to see your best Outside Lands photos if you're lucky enough to go. Share them with us by using the hashtag OutsideLandsKPIX, and you could be featured in our special online photo gallery. We're going to be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on all of your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page. We'll see you soon.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.